The rallies that took place on the 11th of February were by any standards a major event in Iran's history. Millions of people took to the streets on the 31st anniversary of the Islamic Revolution to send out a message with their participation in the annual event, a show of public support on a major scale. Since the June 12th elections, there have been various demonstrations of public opinion on the streets of Iran. Those for and against the election results made their voices heard, but the celebrations of February 11th, in which millions of men, women and children took part across the country, seem to have put everything into perspective after a period of upheaval in the Islamic Republic of Iran. On one hand, there is the reality on the ground, the different vibes and opinions voiced by the Iranian people in their homes and on their streets. And on the other hand, there is a media projection of before and after the June 12 elections, a projection that the Iranian people may or may not identify with as subjects of the media coverage. In this segment, we will be looking at Iran's February 11th National Day and the news coverage it received. Leading up to February 11th, the Iranian nation geared up for the annual event that would mark the birth of the Islamic Revolution. So too did Western media. Various news agencies tried to predict the atmosphere of the upcoming event and analyze possible outcomes. Needless to say, predictions were, for the most part, not in favor of the Iranian establishment. On the subject of foreign media coverage, we spoke to Mohammad Khorsari, vice chairman of the Parliament's National Security Commission.
دشمنان ما در قالب رسانه‌های بیگانه قبل از 22 بهمن خیلی حرفا برای از خانی‌ها کردن، اما به نظر من اینا باید برن یه فکری به حال خودشون بکنن، چون این جور صحبت کردن ها و این جور تحریک کردن ها و این جور تحلیل کردن ها به لطف خدا باید بگیم به ضرر خودشون میشه، چون این مردم دارن می‌بینن، مردم کشورهای دیگه دارن می‌بینن.
2 days before the event, foreign media turned up the heat. On February 9th, Reuters published an article predicting discord in this year's rallies. The title read, Revolution Day will put Iran's disunity on show.
The concepts and key words such as the collapse of the Islamic Republic, the last anniversary of the revolution, the fall of the revolutionaries, or even the end of political Islam. These were the vocabularies that they have been using prior to this anniversary. It shows that they had an agenda and they have been working on it.
But why would professional news agencies use language such as this or make such predictions about Iran's national event, a family affair that is held peacefully by millions of Iranians each year?
What is difficult for many foreign correspondents and reporters is that they do not realize that there are occasions which are nationalistic, which belongs to everyone. Now by everyone I mean to the Green Movement, critic, etc. Call them what you like. Many of them are in fact a staunch supporter of the Islamic Revolution. So it would have been very naive to anticipate that the Green supporter would come onto the street in Tehran and other major cities and to have demonstrated against the Islamic Revolution.
But the negative outlook on February 11th was not limited to before the event itself. On the anniversary of the revolution's victory, mainstream media did not choose to give the million-strong rallies across Iran the media coverage it deserved.
In the news, it was reported, like New York Times or the other ones, tens of thousands of people. It was not tens of thousands of people, it was hundreds of thousands of people. There are millions. If you calculate the density of the population from Imam Hussein Square to Azadi, it can be calculated with helicopter shots. You can almost assess, a near assessment of what the population was. And to my surprise, none of the mainstream media showed that image.
I agree and I admit, I confess, that that certainly the number of people who came out on the street yesterday was simply huge. Now, if you want to say that, could I conclude that those hundreds and thousands of people who came out on the streets, they were supporters of Ahmadinejad? I would say that I don't know. But I would be careful and not to count on that assumption that each individual who came out yesterday was supporter of Ahmadinejad.
On the most watched news channels around the world, this footage was ditched in favor of a series of grainy YouTube pictures showing a few opposition supporters shouting anti-government slogans.
خب بله طبیعیه بالاخره نیروی انتظامی وظیفش این هستش که بیاد و نظم در جامعه ایجاد بکنه خب پس نیروی انتظامی تو کشورهای مختلف که هستش خب برای چیه؟ اولا که تعداد نفراتی که به اصطلاح به عنوان مخالف که اصلا وجود آنچنانی نداشتن حالا در یه نقطه‌ای یه تعدادی در حد مثلا 100 نفر یا دیگه به قول معروف خیلی دست بالا بگیریم 150 نفر در مقابل 2-3 میلیون نفری که آدم میاد توی خیابون اصلا این باید بگیم که اگر مقایسه هم بخوایم بکنیم واقعا ظلم کردیم
It was very strange for me that how they could ignore the millions on the streets of Tehran and just somehow focus or exaggerate on the marginal events that happened in the back streets of the cities, especially in Tehran. So the question now is not whether or not they understand it or not. The question is whether or not they are willing and ready to understand. And the sad thing that may follow is in this consequence, when they are not fair in conveying the message, in just forwarding the image, the real image from Iran to the outside world, that will lead, as you said, to misunderstanding. And this misunderstanding can also lead to miscalculation by the policymakers of different countries, including the West and the United States. And that could bring many disproportionate and many problems in their policies towards Iran.
According to Dr. Khani, who teaches international relations at Imam Sadegh University, the decision made by many Western governments regarding Iran are based on this kind of lopsided news coverage. Biased information is presented to Western policymakers, and as a result, biased strategies are employed against Iran and undue aggression directed at its government. The dominant image projected by the media is that the establishment has little support from the Iranian people.
Another ridiculous thing I saw on CNN last night was one commentator was saying, I've heard that they give free food to the demonstrators. That's why they were. I didn't see anyone getting free food. I walked from a distance of about 3 kilometers yesterday, back and forth. I didn't see any free food, and I've never seen free food for the past 3 decades. So, you know, they're bordering on the ridiculous. It's almost silly now. I mean, you know, be a little fair, be a little just, be a little balanced, you know. This is supposed to be news. You're supposed to be a respectable news channel. Act like it.
In his anniversary day speech, President Mahmoud Ahmadinejad told the nation that many Western governments had dismissed Iran in the international arena, accusing the establishment of having limited support from the Iranian people. The president said that with this rhetoric, these nations would sit down to talks with Iran and make decisions that were ultimately to their own disadvantage. What